Welcome everyone. Lovely to see you. So we are this effortless welcoming. Recognize yourself not as something which appears, not as a bundle of sensations and thoughts, but recognize yourself as this effortless welcoming, this effortless beingness. This transparent awareness. Which recognizes itself as the one and only reality. Which is the true meaning of Advaita. This formless awareness. Which knows itself as I. Even before the word is uttered, before the arising of any thought. This is the light of awareness. Which is always shining. Freshly. It has no location. The belief and the feeling that awareness is located in the body, the mind, or is arising out of a particular location. Is an invalid belief because consciousness, awareness is not a phenomenal event. It is this formless reality. Which is the essence of all perceptions. Because without awareness, without consciousness, What would a thought be? What would a bodily sensation be without awareness, without this formless consciousness? Notice how every thought which appears to you appears within awareness. But awareness does not appear. It is not a form, it is not an object. Out of a masochistic play, you identify yourself with a limited form. You imagine yourself to be mortal. You believe yourself and feel yourself to be something existing in time and space, a female form or a male form or some sort of conceptual aspect. And as a result of this created limitation, you struggle to free yourself from it. You maintain it and create it and struggle against it. That's some sort of masochism. Can you be available to the understanding that you are this formless reality, this formless awareness? Not a mother, a father, a son, a daughter. Not what you imagine yourself to be. Rather, to understand that you are the imaginer, you are the imagination. The one reality. One could say the one source. Everything that arises out of the source is made out of the source. You can give it various names and various forms, various designations, but it's still the source, manifesting itself as a human mind, as world, as bodies, as thoughts and sensations. It is not possible for you to be anything else but that which you are. That which is not dependent on anything. Isness is absolute. The thoughts that appear to you, a dime a dozen, one after the other, different forms, different shapes. Their isness is not their appearance. Their isness is consciousness. When you reflect about isness, you go directly to the experience of being. Because being is not a concept, it is experiential. Amness, beingness is experiential. Allow it to notice itself. There is no personal doer or personal subject that you need to protect. That is just a figment of your imagination. A sort of story, a narrative. The moment you know it to be a narrative, you are free from it. and in this freedom. And there is peace. Peace without anybody. The ground of being, the ground of peace. And then you can notice whenever the me belief, the me story appears, trying to lead you. Into worry and concern about this fictitious character. But we have seen this charlatan so many times. We don't engage. We don't follow this me story, my past and images about myself. In this recognition, the narrative is trying to drag you in time, in the sense of limitation and personal problems of the past, worries about the future. In this recognition, it is powerless. You recognize the trickster. Trying to sell you some fake goods. At a high price. Can the insatiable seeking mind come to rest in this moment? In the absence of time, in the absence of the past. Because in the absence of time, in this moment, there is no personal subject. Personal subject exists in the past and the future. The illusion of time goes hand in hand with the me illusion. So we don't ride that pony. So if you have any questions, please make sure to unmute yourself, and you're welcome to raise your hand. I think there's an icon also in the somewhere down there called reactions, I think. I used to know where it is, but I can't find it anymore. Anyways, any questions?